is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home a cheap 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. ZRA embarks on nationwide infrastructure modernization after unveiling new trade fair pavilion. Zambia China Mulungushi Textiles impending registration of 10,000 targeted farmers applauded. And in global news, Texas summer camp confirms 27 girls and staff among dead in flash floods as more rain expected. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has commenced a comprehensive infrastructure development program aimed at modernizing its housing and office facilities across the country in line with its 2022-2026 corporate strategic plan. Speaking during the official unveiling of the authority's new pavilion at the Zambia International Trade Fair in Indola today, ZRA Director General Dingani Banda says the infrastructure upgrades are part of broader efforts to improve working conditions for staff and enhance service delivery to taxpayers. He says the new pavilion is a dedicated and exclusive space where the authority will provide taxpayer services and education, not only during the trade fair, but all year round, to ensure a satisfied and well-informed taxpayer population through robust taxpayer education. Mr. Banda has also disclosed that a total of 242 staff houses are currently under construction, while the authority has also budgeted for the construction of new provincial offices in Solwezi, Choma, Chipata, Kabwe, Chinsali, Mungu, and Kasama.
As part of this reform, a total of 242 staff houses are under construction, and we have also budgeted for the construction of 7 new ultra-modern provincial offices in Solwezi, Choma, Chipata, Kawe, Moku, and Kasama. We already have offices in Dola, Osaka, Kitwe, and Kisani. So we are now building all these other provincial centers. As I'm speaking now, the Solwezi open office is already under construction.
Meanwhile, Trade Fair Trust Chairperson Ajay Vashi has applauded ZRA for its new pavilion and has stressed the need to improve infrastructure in the trade fair to facilitate business and trade all year round.
And it's part of our strategic plan to make sure that we improve the infrastructure in the trade fair. Most of our infrastructure, the infrastructure I used to see when I was at the trade fair as a little boy. And this is one of the tasks we have, is to improve our infrastructure. We're working very hard towards it. And it's heartening to note that we have good partners like the Zambia Revenue Authority who are assisting us with this endeavor. And we thank you most sincerely. I was earlier talking to the Commissioner General and I was very pleased to note he said this will be a facility that will use throughout the year. And I was just regretting the Commissioner General. I didn't remember then.
Former Southern Province Minister Edify Hamugale says that the move by Zambia China Mulungushi Textiles to commence the registration of 10,000 targeted farmers under its outgrower scheme will help manage urban drift. Dr. Hamugale notes that this is because the initiative will provide an opportunity for people in rural areas of Central Province to financially sustain themselves, while the cotton value chain will create more direct jobs, citing opportunities in the transportation of cotton. Mr. Hamugale, an agriculture scientist, however, tells Phoenix News that there is a need for the creation of value addition opportunities for the cotton seed.
Farmers will diversify from not only maize production, but also cash crops like cotton, which is the requirement or the raw material that is required in the textile factory. And this means farmers will have more income, and that will help us manage urban drift. Urban drift is movement of rural citizens to urban areas to look for job opportunities.
Meanwhile, agriculture expert Oliver Bulaya says the move by Mulungushi Textiles will significantly contribute to sustain the cotton subsector through providing a market to cotton farmers.
Mulungushi Textiles bringing aboard a number of farmers to participate in the outgrower system is one area that will empower the farmers economically and also provide market linkages to our farmers.
Two people from Lumezi District, Eastern Province, have survived an elephant attack which left one of them, Emmanuel Chira, aged 30, in an unconscious state. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Wemba says the elephant attack occurred yesterday, 6th July 2025, at around 16 hours when Emmanuel Chira, in the company of a friend, Franz Sangoma, aged 40 years, were coming back from Kawandila Market on their way to Baoleni Village. Mr. Mwemba explains that in the process, Franz Sangoma managed to escape, leaving his friend Emmanuel Chira behind, and that he went and informed people in Chikoya Village, which was nearby. Mr. Mwemba says when the wildlife officers rushed to the scene, Emmanuel Chira was found to have sustained a bruised face, cut on the upper left eye, cut on the pelvis, and another cut on his lower body. He says the victim was in an unconscious state when he was picked and rushed to Lumezi District Hospital, where he is currently admitted. The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia, AAAZ, has appealed to the government to ensure that forthcoming legal reforms are steered by ordinary citizens rather than dictated solely by the executive. The call follows the 12th cabinet meeting held on 2nd July 2025 at State House and chaired by President Hage Geingob, during which several draft bills of national importance received approval in principle. Organization Executive Director Luchembe Chirufya has urged the UPND administration to release the draft legislation without delay, so the public can scrutinize and debate the proposals before they are tabled in Parliament. Mr. Chilufya contends that the government has recently shown heightened interest in amending key national laws and has warned that bypassing broad consultation would undermine public trust.
We take note that these bills that have been approved address pressing issues such as gender justice, land administration, agriculture, public service professionalism, and educational reforms. As such, they must not only be passed into law, but also be owned by the Zambian people. We believe that national laws can only save the public effectively when they are shaped through inclusive, transparent, and participatory processes.
The Serenity Harm Reduction Program Zambia, SHAPZ, has welcomed the government's proposed increase in taxes on alcoholic beverages, saying the move will help curb alcohol abuse while boosting public revenue. This follows the presentation of new tax measures to Parliament by Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumeko Musokotwane, which include raising the excise duty on spirits and wines from 60% to 80%, with plans also to replace the current 40% excise duty suspension on clear alcohol with a flat 50% tax. In an interview with Phoenix News, SHAPZ Executive Clinical Director Philip Chaponda says that the increase in taxes will not only expand the government's revenue base for developmental activities, but also contribute significantly to reducing alcohol consumption, particularly among the youth. Mr. Chaponda points to